Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You?
Good. Are you staying warm?
Yeah, I'm staying inside.
Me too.
You know, I've always wondered, 4-H, where did that come from and what does it mean?
Great question, Dave. And today I'm going to kind of dive into those 4-H's and what exactly those mean. As a former 4-H member from this district, I can personally say that I've recited the 4-H pledge probably hundreds and thousands of times. Growing up, I had two older sisters that were both in 4-H, so I tagged along to many of their meetings before I was even able to join. So I felt like when I already joined 4-H, I already knew that pledge because we use it to portray it in everything we do. Anyone has ever gone to a meeting or even knows that we always begin our events with the 4-H pledge. The pledge portrays how 4-H helps our youth develop and grow in positive ways. As you will notice when the pledge is recited, hand motions and add extra meaning to our head, heart, hands, and health. Yet, as you might glance around the room, the variation of the hand movements occur. There's usually some conformity with the head and the heart, but things start to go awry sometimes when it talks about our hands, health, and my world. So according to a vintage Ohio State University publication, the hands should be open palms, signifying open to change and welcoming. The pledge ends with the hands at your side, not behind your back. The pledge was worded by Otis Hall, our Kansas 4-H program leader at that time. It was approved at the first National 4-H Club Camp in 1927 in Washington, D.C. The words, my world, were added to the pledge in 1973. So what is the 4-H pledge and the proper hand movements, and what does each of those signify? You're probably asking yourself. So the I pledge my head to clear thinking is your right hand pointed to your forehead, simplifying that our head stands for clear thinking and our decision making. Knowing that this is useful throughout life, we are teaching our youth life skills such as how to care for land we live on with projects like gardening or horticulture, or how to cook. Heaven knows we all eat. And those are just a few examples. My heart to greater loyalty is the next one. Our hearts stand for greater loyalty, strong personal values, positive self-concept, and concern for others. It is statistically shown that our 4-H members are more likely to have positive self-concept than those who are not involved with our program. We want to also help others through our leadership, citizenship, and community service, which we are known for, and through the activities that we do and will continue to do. The next one we want to talk about is my hands to larger service. These, your arms should be slightly bent, palms up. Hands for larger service. Workforce preparedness, useful skills, scientific and technology leadership. So many of our youth have found their passion in life through the 4-H program and projects that we offer. Whether it's becoming working within the STEM project growing up, and then you decide, maybe I want to be an airline pilot, or helping prepare our youth for whatever their next chapter is, whether it's vo-tech, college, or trade school. The next one I thought I would talk about is my heart to better living. And this one, your arms are at your side. For my club, my community, and my world. Health stands for better living, healthy lifestyles for our entire world. We like to start them young by helping them learn and strategy for helping those, as we know, we have the Cloverbed program here in the district. So we try to start initiating that when they become a Cloverbed. But if not, they quickly learn it as they get enrolled in the 4-H program. So again, knowledge is power. When you know better, we all do better when we can make a concerned effort to lead the 4-H pledge.
Thank you, Janae.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.